Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Mark is in Virginia. Mark, welcome to Coast.
Morning, Richard.
Hi there.
Hey, Richard. Hey, I'll just go ahead and get to it. March 21st, 2011. I was working extremely hard. I had about 4 hours. I could sleep before I had to get back to work. I go to sleep, shut my phone off, I go to sleep. In my sleep, all of a sudden, I'm standing on top of a hill in the middle of a road, and I'm looking down the climb of the road, going down the hill, and on both sides of the road are little small houses like a mill community. There's nobody out. The sun's shining. It's a beautiful sunny day. I can feel the warmth, a slight breeze in the air. And from behind me, I hear a voice say, "Son, I'm so glad to see you. I've been waiting for you all these years." I turn around. There's an older gentleman standing there, white curly hair, wearing an ugly plaid suit. And I don't know who this man is, but he knows me. He runs up to me and hugs me, and he's talking about things I had no idea what he was talking about. I asked him, "What am I doing here?" He said, "You're going to find out here in just a minute. He'll be here anytime." So he's standing there talking to me, and then again from behind me, I hear a voice, and I recognize the voice is the voice of my father. Well, him and the older gentleman, they hug, they're talking, and the older gentleman tells my father, he said, "Well, let's go ahead and let's head to your house now." So we start walking down the road, and people start coming out of the houses, and these are people I remember as a child that had passed away a long time ago. My father's pointing out all these people, telling me who they were. We finally get to the house. The old man tells my father, "Well, this is your house. Go ahead and check it out. You've got plenty of time to make changes." My father walks in. The door shuts behind him. I reach to get the door handle. The old man grabs me by the arm and says, "Son, you can't go in." I said, "Why not?" He said, "It's not your time. You have to go back. But I will be waiting for you when you come back." I wake up. Confused, I get a shower, I turn my phone on, and when my phone booted up, it blew up. Voicemail, text messages. My father passed away while I was sleeping.
Oh, dear Lord. Wow.
Now, I was in Arizona at the time, so I had to, my father lived in Georgia.
Was it expected? Was your father's passing expected, or was it sudden?
No, it was absolutely unexpected. Absolutely unexpected. He was 65 years old, and he was actually in good shape. And so I go to Georgia. My brothers are already there. I told them on the phone on my way about the dream that I had, which to me really wasn't a dream. But when I arrived there, my brothers are going through photos, and we're just standing there talking about Dad. And all of a sudden, my one brother says, "Who is this?" And he pulls a picture out of the box. He says, "I don't know who this man is." I said, "Well, let me see the picture." He showed the picture to me, and it shocked me. I said, "That's the old man. That's the old man that was waiting on me and Dad. That's the old man that told me I had to go back. It wasn't my time." I said, "Is there a name on the backside of the picture?"
The man with the ugly plaid suit, you mean?
Yes, the older gentleman with the ugly plaid suit. When they looked at the back of the picture, and the name on there, that was my great-grandfather. Last time I'd seen him, I was like 3 years old.
Wow.
So I figure, and my dad's probably made some changes on that house, and I'm pretty sure my great-grandfather's waiting on me, but I'm in no hurry to go see him.
No, don't be in a hurry. That is a remarkable story. Was that the only time you've had a dream like that? Did it ever happen again?
No, Richard, I've had dreams like that all my life. Most of the time, I'll go to sleep, or I'll just all of a sudden start daydreaming, and I'll see a face of somebody I haven't seen 20, 30 years. And usually within 1 or 2 days, I'll get the word that that person's passed away. Mm. But no, I dream all the time. I've seen things all my life. I don't know how to explain it. I just got to the point in my older age, I just learned to accept it.
That's quite a gift. Mark, thank you for the call. Dennis is in British Columbia tonight, this morning. Dennis, welcome to Coast. Good morning.
Thank you, Dennis. My family would say Dennis and Menace. I'm youngest of six. Richard, we retired here. I'm a chaplain in my past, working 23 years, most of it in the States, and then came up to Stony Mountain Penitentiary. I don't want to go on about that. I want to get to the dream. I just ordered the book, and it arrived today. I picked it up here in Victoria area at the bookstore. It said Dare to Dream, which I heard about on Coast to Coast. So I bought that, and we'll be starting to study that. Because in our dreams, I want to get right to thank you what Mark was saying, your earlier guest. Just before I say that, I came to Toronto in 64 and started a halfway house on Brandon, Dundas, and Bayview, mm-hmm. and started helping drug addicts. But it's a life of servitude. It's wonderful to serve our Creator and help humanity. But I won't get to that. I want to get to Lloyd, my brother. He passed over. He was a type that made a lot of money. Jaguars, motorcycles, Harley Davidsons. And he passed over. Hi, Lloyd. I'm talking about you. The family is concerned about him because he was loving, he had the most toys, wins, but you can't take it with you, right? All your toys you leave behind.
That's right.
But he, anyway, they didn't think he'd make it to heaven. And a lot of people wanted to say, the jailhouse prayer, get there, see Peter. But you have to say the right words to get there. But Lloyd passed over a few years ago, and just days after he passed, I saw Harley Davidsons, I saw different things, him jumping out of airplanes, and he loved to do all of that adventuresome stuff. But the thing that I'm getting to, Mark talked about appearing at the end of the bed. There he was, powder blue, looking 35 forever, middle-aged. And he smiled at me, and my angels would verify it. She's listening on the other line. She heard me say that many times. He looked at me, and he said, "I'm doing just fine." So with that smile, I knew he was in the heavens. I knew he'd made it into the pearly gates type of thing. And he's not in the hot hell burning, that whole story.
Right.
I didn't want to believe in that anyway. It's a God of love. So that's Lloyd, and he's on the other side, and I'll be meeting him. And he appeared unto me. Thank you, Mark, for your story about that tonight. And my other one was taken out of body 5 years ago or so. I was taken to Tibet, to the foot of the Lama. In short, I could spend a lot of time taking you on the bus journey, traveling with my stuff. But when I got to the border, passing into the Tibet area, they stripped me. They said, you can't go in with anything. So they took my everything away. I had an artifacts on me. They even took that away. So I went in basically naked, and I was among the thousands, I felt like, bowing. There was a baby being born, and he was the next Dalai Lama. And, here I'm raised Christian and all this. It's, you know, wow, thank you for the experiences of dreaming, you know. And it, I don't know, would that be an astral travel, like taken out of my body? It was like I was there, Richard. I was like, hello. It was just so very real, bowing with the rest as they picked out the next Dalai Lama.
So you're not certain if it was a dream or whether you were actually out of your body?
I felt it was beyond a dream. It was like I was actually there. You know, I took the bus ride. I could just spend quite a bit of time talking about it and writing about it, but it felt like I'd actually transported into Tibet and bowing with the rest, honoring the next Dalai Lama coming into, and I believe it's our present Dalai Lama that's still living.
Right. So, okay. So, yeah.
So
who knows? Maybe there.
Richard?
What would that be? Wow. Maybe there is some kind of a spiritual pilgrimage in your future.
See, I never.
What do you think of that?
Reincarnation, but I do believe now more than ever reincarnation. I talked about it today with somebody as I'm out and about. And I do now believe they took that, you know, out of the Bible in the Council of Nicene, because it was in the Bible originally. I believe that. Jesus,
well, I don't. Yeah, I've read a little bit about the Council of Nicaea, and that never even came up. I mean, that was not even. We have the records from that council.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not to say that it wasn't in the Bible and removed at some point, but it didn't happen at the Council of Nicaea. However, that's a remarkable dream, or maybe it was more than a dream. Maybe it was an astral projection, or maybe it was a remembrance of a past life. I don't know, but it sounds like you're in the midst of a new spiritual journey, Dennis, and I wish you all the luck in the world with that. Thank you for the call.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Let's see if we can work in Dave here, first-time caller in Minnesota. Dave, welcome to Coast. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Have I got a story for you? I've got a friend whose wife passed away about 4 weeks ago, and he said the day after the funeral, he was questioning God on, you know, is there life after death? Are we just dust? What happens to us? And he said he kind of started to really demand that God would show him a sign. And he got very stern with God about it. And he said, I need a sign. And anyway, he said several hours later, he was upstairs and he said all of a sudden his phone rang and it was his wife, the one that had passed away. And he said it freaked him out. The hair went up on his neck and his arms and he refused to answer the phone. He didn't know what to do. And he said when it stopped ringing, he said he went running downstairs and there was her phone, very low on power, shut off, sitting on the kitchen table. And he was so freaked out, he called his son, who lived in a different town, and his son came to the house, so now it's closer to midnight. And he said they could just feel heaviness, moisture. They could feel a presence in the house. And it freaked them both out. They were just freaked out.
So his phone rang and he saw his wife who had just passed, her name as an incoming call.
Yes.
So he knew it was from her phone. It was from her phone.
He didn't answer her phone.
Yeah. Yeah. He ran downstairs and he saw her phone on the table, but it was turned off.
Phone was shut off and very low on power.
How would he know it was low on power if it was shut off?
I suppose he had been the last one to see the phone and had shut it off himself, so he knew, you know, that it had very little power left.
Yeah, yeah. Well, regardless whether it was fully charged or had no power, the fact is he said it was turned off, and yet he received a call from her. So that is wow. What do you make of that? What do you think happened?
It scares me. I mean, that would freak me out.
Does it scare you, or is it faith affirming?
It's both. It's both. It would freak me out, honestly, if that happened to me. He asked the funeral home about it. I think he said the next day, and they said, we hear stories like this all the time.
Did he regret not picking up the phone, answering it?
He didn't say. I don't think he did. I think he was too scared.
Hmm. Yeah. What would you do if something like that happened to you? Would you answer?
I'd be scared. I don't think I would answer.
I'd like to think I would answer the phone, but who knows? I mean, unless you're in that situation, you can never say for sure, but I think I would, you know, let's say the phone, my phone rang and it was like my mother's name coming across as an incoming call. Now she didn't have a cell phone, so, it would still have her number, but, I think I'd answer. I'd like to think I would anyway. Hey, great call, Dave. Thank you for that. Wow. Getting some great calls tonight.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.